living in the Bay Area can require some serious resourcefulness. Well, there's a group of folks who are pretty used to that. Jazz musicians. One artist has been playing here for over 50 years by putting together a patchwork of gigs with a special set of skills. His name is Noel Jukes. Reporter David Ross went up to Marin County to get his story.
A stone's throw from Highway 101 in Greenbrae, just south of San Rafael, are several storage yards. They're filled with old cars and forklifts, and in one of the yards is Noel Jukes' music studio. There's barely enough space to walk around because the room's filled with instruments. A grand piano, an organ, a bass, electronic keyboards and computers.
Somebody called me to play a bass gig behind a piano player one time, and I says, well, I'd love to do it, except I don't have a bass, you know. So I went out and bought me a cheap K and ended up working quite a bit down in Fresno behind this piano player. Then just recently, well, about 3 years ago, I got the Baldwin, and I started really thinking about maybe spending some time on piano, you know. As I just progressed through playing gigs, you know, on saxophone, somehow somebody asked me, well, do you double on flute, you know, and I like to do some bossa novas and sambas and stuff, you know.
Jukes grew up in a family of performers. His uncle was Delos Jukes, whose rich bass voice was featured in some 300 Hollywood films, including The Wizard of Oz, The Music Man, and The Ten Commandments, in which his voice was the voice of God.
I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them.
But for the most part, the Jukes family lived in Utah. Noel Jukes traveled with them from town to town playing music.
They'd have street dances. They'd rope off a street. My grandfather had a hay wagon, and we would ride around on this hay wagon from one little farm town to the other playing music, you know, like on a warm summer night, you know. And the first money I ever made was playing a little guitar on this hay wagon, and my grandfather gave me a silver dollar, you know. I says, hey, there's money to be made here, you know.
Jukes left the family band when he was 18 years old to play jazz in California. He's played in the Bay Area since 1964, and like most jazz players, Jukes' schedule is not made up of lucrative recording sessions, high-profile concerts, and prestigious festival appearances. Most of his gigs are in small clubs before senior citizens or student audiences, or at private parties, like a recent engagement at JoJo's restaurant in Oakland, playing saxophone. Bassist Carla Kaufman joined Jukes at JoJo's.
I've been on gigs where I was playing bass and he was playing sax and clarinet, maybe trumpet, and he decided that he wanted to play bass right in the middle of the tune, so he played some bass, and then I think on the same song I started playing bass again, he started playing piano. So, and he can do all those instruments well.
Jukes has been gigging in the Bay Area since the mid-60s, but like most of his fellow jazz musicians, a great deal of his time is spent by himself, composing at the piano or computer or practicing.
A lot of people are concerned mainly about material wealth and security and status, for one thing, I think. But once you see the richness of the music, you can see that that's a life study. It's something you want to spend your life learning how to do and working with, you know. It's a universe into itself, you know. It's a process that we prefer over almost anything else, I think, you know.
For Cross Currents, I'm David Ross.